started it anyway. Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Good morning. We all know the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Ches. The Gemara is Omer of Chanina. Akum Hamake es Yisrael Chayev Misa. A goy hits a Jew. He's Chayev Misa. Shenemar Vayifen Koy Vachoy Vayarki in Ish Vayaches Hamitzri. And everyone knows the famous the Rebbe Rabbi Yonason in Nefesh Yonason asked the obvious question to prove that it's Chayev Misa. All the Gemara had to bring was the end of the pasuk Vayaches Hamitzri. What is negated to this din? The beginning of the pasuk, Vayifen koi v'choi v'yarki enish. That's totally irrelevant. Is the issue? Is Yankov Alatayrus is a very beautiful answer. Sometimes the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, in various places, that Bezdin is makim shaloi min atayrus. Bezdin could punish a person in Migdor Milso, even if he strictly does not deserve that punishment. The Manishmu v'yiro. The Gemara says they, various examples. Nervos. We find it by Yosef, Yehud returns to the Shvatim, they wanted to kill him. So he says, Mabetza kinareg ezachinu, v'chisinu ezdomen. He says, Yosef was not chayev mis. Nervos, the Migdor Milsi, you formed the Bezdin, and you want Manishma v'yirod, should be murdered, whatever. So he said, Abu v'chisinu ezdomen. At the end of the day, you're going to do this surreptitiously. You're going to have to hide that you killed him. What kind of the Migdor Milso, what kind of the Manishu of Yiro is it if you're doing it in secret? Is Alderech Zahir. I could say that maybe Moshe Rabbeinu saw an Egyptian beating, taunting the guy is taunting Ayid. So he wanted to show them once and for all, whatever. So the Migdor Milso, he decided to bump off one Egyptian. But so the pasuk says, there's no one present. There's no Egyptians who are going to learn a lesson from this. So it cannot be the Migdor Milsa. It's from there. The Gemara has a raya that it must be Me'ikar Adin. The Chizdarav says, that's all good when he's dealing with a Bezdin. Since when you have a Migdor Milsa of one Yochid? So the Chizdarav says a different word. He says as follows. Sometimes a person's a kanui. He's burning with rage, or fakert, he's burning with avos Yisroel. So maybe the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu vayachas hamitzri is what? Because he's a kanui. Nervos. The kanui, the din is that kanui and poigim boy. But if he's a bal limlich, he comes to the Rav with a shaila. Go home, don't do it. Why? Because if you already have the mind to go and start asking shailas, is the charaya your heart is not overflowing neither with kanos? Is al derech zeh says the Rav Yisrael Yisrael. Vayifan koi v'choi. You're making a cheshbon. Is anyone looking? Is the charaya is the kupnis from kanos? Right? Is the charaya okay? There's a similar word. Grad said the Chakal Yitzchak, the Sminka Rebbe says. The Rizal brings, you know who Moshe Rabbeinu was? He was a Gilgal of Hevel. You know the Mitzri? I've said this in the past, the whole Rizal. You know who the Mitzri was? He was a Gilgal of Kai. So maybe Moshe Rabbeinu has epis, he wants to be. Moshe Rabbeinu knows. The Rizal knew it. Moshe Rabbeinu knew. Right? He knows who he was. And last time, this is the guy who killed me. Right? So maybe he's taking the Kima and the Tira for what happened or whatever. Therefore, vayifen koi v'choi, vayarki ein ish. It's nothing personal here. It's not a personal vendetta from 2,000 years ago. It's, I'm doing it to save a yid, and therefore vayachas hamitzri. That's the halacha. It's a beautiful word, but it's a chassidish drush word. What's the pshat? I'm not against chassidish, my best friend of chassidish. It's not simple pshat. Simple pshat is a pshat. Give you a halacha is a zoi. Rashi says, Vayarki Einish. He saw, it's based on a Chazal and Medrash, he saw that there are no Geirim going to convert from this Sheikh. No one's gonna come out. The Churish tells us the Shaila, the Mainaf Gemina. If a person comes to Beth, it's Chayav Misa. So I gotta start making Drishis for Hakiris, I'll be Ruach HaKoyvish. He's Chayav Misa, it's Chayav Misa. Right? So the Mainaf Gemina, whether or not Geirim will come out from it. So everybody, remember the whole, starting with the Marsho al Asar, the Parashas Drochim B'Shem, the Mizrochi, who can I tell you, the Maril Diskin, the Satan Rebbe and Ali Yankiv, the Grizen Stencil, everybody says the same ideas, but the Purushim and the Medifei Teir, the Medishava, the Rambam Paschas Halacha, even though the Gemara said, Akum Sheikha Yisrael Chayav Niso, of the Rambam and Perik Yudah Filchus Melacham, Halacha Vav Paschans, of Riz only Chayav Niso B'Dei Shemayim. He's not chayav nisa here in this world. He says, say all the svarim, briskarov, darich, when a person is chayav nisa bezdid, we don't care who his enikel could have been. It's chayav nisa, it's chayav nisa. But it's chayav nisa bidei shemayim, therefore in shemayim they could reckon if something good, maybe it's kedai to keep this guy alive because he'll have an enikel, whatever. A ray you have from the two rayas, actually, simple ray, because Roberts brings a ray in his Sefer, remember the story of Elisha in Melachim Beis, where he's going and these kids come out and they curse him, right? The bald one, remember the, and he curses them, right? He says he looks and he curses them, and suddenly two dubim come out of the thing and they tear them apart. 42 children killed. So Rashi, the Mitzvah, the Chazal, he saw Baruch HaKodesh that there's no lachluchas of Kedusha, not in them, or not in any potential children, and therefore he cursed them. Right? Why? Because since he's not doing, he's not Mises Bezdin, therefore we have to reckon, or as the Gemara says elsewhere, that Moshe Rabbeinu made a Kal V'Chomer. Right? It's a Tifavort. The Meral Diskin says, like in Lomda Shaifen, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to wage war against Moyev. Right? They were sent to war against Midian. He says, Kal v'chomer, Moyev are the instigators. Even though you'll tell me that the Bnei Midian, it was at the behest of Moyev. It was like they were the stirrers behind it. It was Balak who was the troublemaker. But we have a principle, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveir. Abud Hashachin in Lamed Beis, the Chishimish Paskins, even though Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveir, so your potter be the other, in Bezen Shalmata, or in Bezen Shalmaila, the Shliach who sent the Mishaleach, to his Chayiv, his culpable be the Shalmaila. Right? Therefore, Moshe wants to bump him off. So the Eibishter said, "Bishvil shtei praise his service." There's a lady called Ruth who's going to be the grandmother of Melech HaMashiach, of David, of Shlomo, whatever. Therefore, wait, don't do it. Is the Chariah, when it comes to a din b'dei shemayim, you could make a practical, pragmatic calculation whether or not it's kedai. So here, the Rambam paskens that the chayav misa, the mitzvah is chayav misa only b'dei shemayim. Right, so you could say that if it's not enough, the Rambam will learn. That's why the Gemara brought the beginning of the pasuk. Vayifen koy v'choy vayarki einish. As Rashi takes it in Pshat Mikra, there's no geirim giving a guy. I where the geirim come in the picture is the cry of the punishment is min shemayim. Okay, lefi ze v'terecht. How did Moshe Rabbeinu kill this Egyptian? Pashtus, as you're a child, a simple Pshutus Mikra Rashi brings Chazal, he killed him b'shem hamafesh. Yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu was a kashvach, a cheverman, like 3 feet tall, up to a European Jew from a ghetto somewhere. Moshe Rabbeinu was a gibur neir. Moshe Rabbeinu was a giant. He was 10 inches tall, even according to Reb Chaim Noah, he had a giant. Right? Yeah, he was a gibur also. I go through Chazal. He could have taken the guy and twisted his head off. Stamma's like to you, Seamus, guy that there, Agav, there's a prat, Vayarki Einish. Vayarki Einish. The emes is, the Dosan Vaviran next day, they taunt Moshe. Mi Samcha Leishta. Why Leish? What's the expression? So there's a Gevaldige Pshat from the Malbim in the Sefer HaTorah Mitzvah. So the Gemara says in Kiddushin Defayin Aleph, Amr Yudam Arav, Shem Ben Arboim Rishtayim Shem, the name of Hashem in 42 letters, which we're going to talk about maybe later. Ein Moishin Oysa Elamishin, Sanuav, Onav, Le'oimed Bechatz Yamav. You can only be given over this power of the Shem Membeis. Someone who is a tzanua, he's modest and he's humble, and he lived half of his age span. Then he b'amid al b'doisav. He's not a nukim v'nuiter, as we just said. How old was Moshe Rabbeinu at the story? Okay, whatever, 20, around that. Yeah, that's chotzi yom. If he lived to 120, he certainly wasn't 60 years old. So he said, "Mi samcha le'ish? You're not a guy who could use shameless to bump people off, right?" So Moshe Rabbeinu looked into himself, made a cheshbon hanef, and he said, "Vayarki ein ish." The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was born, Vayarki, he wasn't an ish. He wasn't an atheistic, a normal person. He was a holy, mikodesh mirat mebetin mileido. He was able to mishtamer zashikus. Oh, but you know what? I ask you the question: does a person, if you could do something b'derech hateva normal, why would you use Kabbalah? You know, just beat him up, kill him, bang him off. Hello. It was what? Who? If you, the Gemara, if such a modern, horrible, the Gemara says, if you drain the blood of Rishoyim, it's like bringing the Sochem on the Mizbeach. Some Rebbe brings this all the time. I got too much to say. You hear what I'm saying? Moshe Rabbeinu could have gladly take the guy in the chleis, give him a karate kick, kill, bump off. No problem. So why did he use Shem HaMefarish? Because the Shittas HaRambam, hello, that you could only, he's only Chayef Misa B'dei Shemayim. So you can't kill him. So B'dei Shemayim, use the Shem HaMefarish. But it makes a lot of sense. Okay, you hear what I'm saying? Hello. The emphasis is, you look in Medrash, how did he kill him? So the Medrash is 3 days. Rav Eviosar says he killed him be'egroif. He took a fist and he punched him. That was the end of the guy. Yesh omrim, he took a magreifa shaltit and potat his smuchi. All his brains came flying out. V'rabbanan omre, he olav es hashem v'horgoi shenemar. The next day, Dasam Avir said, halargeni ata oimer. The question is oimer. You killed her with your words. Where's the pasuk say by Yeshaya by Mashiach? U'b'shevet sfasov yam isrosh. Words. Tibur. What's the chilek? Whether he killed him? Who cares if he killed him with an egroif or he threw a stone on him or he. So Rabbi says, Pasha Krat, it depends if you hold his Chayav Nisa or not. If you hold Kishit the Saran, that Akum Shehikos Yisro, the Chayav Nisa with Bezdin, so you kill him via diet. But if you hold like the Rambam Udimei, that he's only Chayav Nisa with Eshemayim, you can't just kill him. Ashalkin, he killed him with shame, Hamafish. That's why the Spinker Rebbe, the Chakal Yitzchak says, also that's flat. That Chazal say in Medrash, he nimloch b'malochim. Before Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri, he asked the angels on high, the hosts, whether they agree. Bezin's got to ask angels, because once it didn't, Bezin Shalmaila, you ask the angels. Poshup Shap. That's why the Fid Rambam. That's why the Gemara brought the pasuk, the beginning of the pasuk, Vayifen Koyva, Choy Vayarkin Ish. The Kluzenberger Rebbe says also not shver on the Rambam from the steamers the lashon of the Gemara and Sanhedrin Nuches that he chayev misa stam, because the Kluzenberger Rebbe says in a drasha it could very well be that Rav Chanina in the Gemara held that he killed him be'egrif that he's chayev misa, but the Rambam paskins and that he killed him with an egrif, but the Rambam paskins command the Omer that he killed him b'shem v'feirish the chray is chayev misa b'dishumayim and that's the way he killed. Fine, great. Okay. Oy Barzoi. Stell the title the other way. Right? The fees of that if right? What Rashi says Vayarki Enish, even Kivakoi, Vayarki Enish, right? Yeah? And then he goes, why does Rashi have to say that Moshe Rabbeinu Vayarki, he looked in his future yichus, right? Why can't he say Vayarki Enish to look around? Maybe someone will see me in the act, and they'll go be malshin me. They'll slander me to the government. Which is tackle what happened? Why does Rashi have to be moitiyet midei pshutim? Or is the Rashi with the Rambam Lushitosam? How is he going to kill him with a shame? How would anybody know? How any bystander murmuring to myself? I'm saying nishmas. I'm saying whatever. How will they know that I say a shame and with that I bumped off the guy next to me? So you can't say, he died of a heart attack. How do I know he died? His brain, he had a stroke. How would anyone know that Moshe Rabbeinu says a shame takes 1.5 seconds that the guy died because of him? Maybe mikra nikra. Sefer Rashi couldn't learn Vayarki Einish, right? So he had to learn another pshat. Others learned, so learn many before him. Others learn, right? The Vilna Gaon says, the other Mefarshei HaMedrash says, Vayar ki einish. The Vilna Gaon, the Gros says, it doesn't make sense to say, I saw that nobody was there. You see something positive, you don't see a negative. So it must be another. Others also say, Vayar ki einish. If you can take your pshute, there's no one else looking. So how did Dasan Vavira know the next day that he killed him? Is it right? There were people who seen. But Moshe was a shlamazel, he had poor vision. If Moshe, if that's Kipshut, there was nobody there. So how did Dasan Vavira know? Right? Is the Charaya, therefore Rashi learns it a different way. The MS is, in the middle of this, just parenthetically, learned a different shot. He learns the whole story. When the Egyptians beating up the Jew, there's plenty of Yidin around. But there weren't Tassim, Egyptians there. The Archean Ish means of the Goyim, who will be Malchin. He didn't suspect that one Yid would slander Achman al-Tan another Yid. Vulturia. Hello? Whatever, Lefi said. Okay. The Kashi is Faket, by the way, parenthetically. How taka did they know? Did anyone know that he killed him if he killed him with Shem HaFersh? Hello? This is not an original question. The Ramban already asked this question. Simple, the Ramban says, just like when you give a bracha, you put your hands on it. When you gave a klal, you go to put your hands on it. They saw he put his hands on him. So he must have put some hocus pocus, and they realized, alternatively, you know, in America they say you don't get arrested for the crime, you get arrested for the cover-up. So they attacked, no one saw, they argued, no one saw that he killed him. No one was around. Nervous. They came in town when they saw Moshe Rabbeinu burying him. Right? And they didn't know how he killed him. They thought maybe he took a bullet and shot him. He took a sword and cut off his head. Therefore, they said, why is he burying him in Tamol? It's a Chariah Moshe Rabbeinu killed him. So said the Ramban. The Chasam Sofer says, Fakert, he heard Moshe Rabbeinu giving a Geshrei the shame Hamafosh. What shame did Moshe Rabbeinu use to bump off the Egyptian? Any Kabbalists in the audience? What do you guys, don't learn Kabbalah here? What's wrong with you? Hello? The simple answer every school child knows is Taki. From the Pasuk, Kol HaNesham Matal, as you do. We'll discuss it in a minute, right? So he said Taki, right? But he said it with a Moshe Rabbeinu, with a Jai, he said it with a Tchil Rechim, right? Dost and Aviram weren't there, they weren't present. They were around the corner, they were in the house, they were chlesish doing what they were doing. And they heard Moshe Rabbeinu shri this name, the Shema Mefarish, which bumps off, which is Shavra Uyvu Machdi Azeid. Right? The next day, this is an interesting Sofer, just a beautiful Sofer, just parenthetically. Next day, Dost and Aviram get into a fight. So each one is cursing the other. What name did they use? They know what name bumps people off. They heard Moshe Rabbeinu, Taki. Right? So the next day, one Dosan says on Aviram, Taki. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Shuitim Sheba Oilam. This name only works when a Yid is cursing a Goy. It doesn't help when one Yid is cursing another Yid. Vayomer la Rosh Loma Taki Reyech Dacha Yid. You with me? So what was Moshe Rabbeinu saying? Lama takariecha doesn't help for Eid. When Moshe Rabbeinu lama takariecha, they misunderstood what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, and they thought he's cursing them. He's saying taki again. He said it yesterday, he's saying it again today. Oh, therefore they tell him. What? That's all great. That's the introduction. Stell sich the shayla al pialoch. If you're a mekubel, and you know how to bump people off with shames. And I started getting to, I don't like this guy, I don't like the way he's called, I don't like his nose, I don't like whatever, I don't like the color of his hair. And I say a name, and I kill him. Am I chaya for a tzicha or not? Hello? You killed him. So this is a great ashladav, a big machalikas apostle. Just to give you briefly, I don't have time to go into it. The halachas gitanas, we make of chagis, paskins, your chayiv misa, you're a reitzeach. Mali, if I kill him, be a daim, or I shoot a chetz, or the pasuk says in Yirmiyah, chetz shochut l'shayim. You could kill a person with your tongue. And people have tongues that are registered by the FBI as a lethal weapon, if you do it. Right? You kill them with words. And v'horaraya, the sforum, others sforum, a whole bunch of sforum say, the pasuk says, vayach, even though it was only words. It's the charaya toiris emes paskins, that words could be lethal, words could kill, and you chaya for it. So paskins the maiser rikeach, so paskins the Maria Sad, and child of Jubas Yehuda Yala, right? This is called killing. Faket, there's a maiser rikeach, which is oyu v'nevi, says, if you kill a person through a shame on Shabbos, not only chayef for a tzicha, you chayef for chil shabbos. We'll talk about that in a minute. Right? The Rashi Besana, right? It means, whatever. I got a whole bunch of right. I have no time to elaborate. Ah, you'll ask me the Ben Mechaber of the Maria Sad. Ask. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that I involve that Shisa by as a Kelva by as a Nochosh. I stick the dog on you, or I put a snake, and the snake slithers and comes and bites you and kills you. You're not Chayiv. Over there is Pshat, who, at the end of the day, who killed the guy? The snake. Or the hunt. Here it's miyaches to you. You are the rizich. Okay. The stipler in Kilas Yankiv in Baba Kama, depends if you have the new or old edition. In Baba Kama, he asked the kasha oy bazoy. Right, if you're killing a person with words, it's called murder, literally, and you chayav misa for it. So it should be that if Reuven curses Rachman on Shimon and he dies, you should be chayav misa. So the stipler says there's no dimin. Over there, when you curse a person, you know, at the end of the day, you put something up to the Eibishter. Bezin Shel Milo will now be Ma'ayin Bedinli. It may be negative to him, whatever, it's not good to Ma'ayin Kitrugim on people, right? But the decision to kill him, your words don't have an immediate, automatic, necessary effect. Masha'en came the shame. The Chidol says this before the stipler in Dvash Tafi. There's a teva that the Eibishter was matbia in the bria, that a shame hamafirish kills. It's not like up to Yuzoychi. It could very well be that the Hamabul Chazal say use shame is whatever. If a person knows the shame, you got this koich. If you kill a person through magnetism, are you Chayav Misa?
Why not?
Does anybody in the world know how magnetism works? No. It's a pill. It's a koyach. It works. All everything in the world, science today is worth based on it. But no one knows how exactly. Why should it be that way? The shame on the first works. Right? Therefore, you Chayav Misa. But you ain't getting a klola. That's up to... There's a... The Chavetel Sashor from Rabbi Kalbach. Says a moiris about lefi zevet recht a toisus. Toisus says in Avodah Zarah, Reb Shua ben Levi wanted to curse a min, right? So toisus, right? When the Eibishter gets angry, kel zoyim b'chol yoyim, you know, bilam b'judei lachamir as a shul. At the precise moment the Eibishter gets angry, he wanted to curse this min and bump him off. Punkt amazli, he fell asleep. Is the charaya he said is. It's pasnish, it's no good. Why? Because it's a pasuk for rachma v'kol meisel, and the pasuk says gam anoish l'tzadik l'itoiv. Better not to do it. Okay, right. Even though he's begedder of meridin b'le meilin, right? It's don't push shamay, says Tosfos. Don't push the hands of heaven. Is the charaya who's the one bumping off shamay? It's not considered right. The Moshevs came to me by Toises. In this week's parasha, after Shaila, if you're not allowed to be doichik and matriach shemayim, to use klolus and drup, to force the hand of heaven to punish someone, unless heaven wants to punish them, so how did Moshe Rabbeinu use the shame? So the Chavatelus Asharon answers, Lefi, the stipler, and the chidol, right? It's no kasha. A klol is up to God to decide. You just ma'ir the kitru, but. Is avada is going to happen, and that's considered l'shitas, all of the above. The halachas ketanis, and the ma'aseri keach, and the mihudi yalla, the chulu, and many other shitas. I got no time to elaborate. There's rishoyner, the Rav already said this in brachas. There's a sefer from Rabbi Price in Toronto who brings a Rashi from Menachas who says this. All kinds of right. There's a Kabbalah. There's a sefer called Mekachi Hashem from the Weizner Rav. He brings in Chelek Beis, in his Akdoma, a Kabbalah that he heard from his uncle, the Baba Verever, who heard from his Zayda, the Holy Divrei Chaim. This Kabbalah is also brought in others for him, that a person who uses a shame and curses somebody is Chayim Misa, Mamash Ratzich. And there's other tzaddikim, other Rabbanim who said the same. Okay? Let me just point out. That's one shita, and even in the shita, that the Ma'aser Ikeach says that it's on Shabbos, it's a gather of B'chil Shabbos. This many argue. Maybe the logic. There's a Chuvin Yabia Oymer Chilik Aleph. He discusses if using a microphone on Shabbos. How could you mechal Shabbos through words? through Dibur. So he brings this Yudiyaled, this whole raid, right? And he says, oh, is the charaya that through words you can be chayav, words or action. The Dibur is given, in this case, is Kamaisva. But his melu when it comes to Chil Shabbos, if you chal Shabbos through Dibur, through it could be klacharyat. It's not the normal way of doing things. But Engi Baritzicha, this is a no gedder of Melech Machshavas that can't be klacharyat. So for murder, you're zikr guilty, or for mitzat Chil Shabbos, a baby nish. This is a whole shmiz in the chedek. Dalin yabei oimer. The Klizmer Rebbe also says that. Besides the fact that it's klachayat, it's not the normal way of doing the derech of the melacha on Shabbos, your potter. But there's another whole shmuz. The Klizmberger Rebbe says there's a famous. The Sforum say the homachlokes is there a geder of shlichus on Shabbos? If I send you to do something for me, do I have responsibility? So the famous Beis Meir and Evan Ezer says no, because by Shabbos the kvetch is l'man yanuach. I'm being nach. The fact that you're doing a mashlich is irrelevant. That the chalus mat. Whatever. Oy, but he says the Klizmberger Rebbe in Shalom Shuvah, Divrei Yatziv, right? If I kill you through Dibur, I'm nach. B'chagavna, Dibur is not action. So you're poor. So that's the whole machlokes vis-a-vis Shabbos. Or vis-a-vis Ritzicha, Shita Aleph holds that you kill a person through a shame, as opposed to killing a person through a klala, you're chayv. Shita Beis, and it's another strong Marochamul Marochi. I have no time to elaborate all the names. Famous, a simple one example is the Beis Oitzer from the Beis of Engel. Whole Shachar Vataria in this discussion. And he says, when it comes to doing a mitzvah, right, we know there's a principle, you can only do a mitzvah with Derech HaTeva. Right, the famous story with Alter Rebbe when he was arrested, and he was taking him from the jail to the Senate and to be tried, and it was in the middle. It was at night. Take him in a boat to be interrogated, and he wanted him to stop. The first time he's out of prison, he wanted Mekadosh Levono. So he told the guy running the boat to stop. The guy refused to shake it. So he made the boat stop at Derech Nes. Alter Rebbe. So afterwards, the guy let the ship go, the boat go, and says, "Now stop it." Now he stopped it. So the Friedrich Rebbe says, the Chalai, not only the mitzvah, but the preparation for the mitzvah, also want to be derech hatev. Right? So, the Rebbe Engel asked, why when it came to the klala of Elisha, he used Ruach HaKodesh? And he killed him. When the Gemara says that Yeshayo came to Yechizkiyo, and told him you're going to die, because you weren't oisik a period of you never got married. So he said he saw Baruch HaKodesh, they'll have Benin Doimal, have sons of Menashe. So he said to which Yeshayo famously responded, Bahadi Kasha the Rahman Allah, you gotta do what you gotta do. So he didn't use Ruach. When is Ruach HaKodesh appropriate, when not? So his angel says, when it comes to a mitzvah, then you gotta do it with natural means and natural fun. When it comes, you want to bump a person off supernaturally, right? Then you could use Ruach HaKodesh to see if their children is coming out. Valderach is here. Is the Charayan Beis of Engel there? I'm going to have a whole shtickle. But it's clear that if you kill someone through a shame, through Shemus, you're not chayv. And all of the opinions that I said before, that Moshe killed him b'shem ha-mefayrish, because he was only chayev misa b'dishumayim, starting with the Masho and the Chulu, the Briskerov, and the etzem kash of the Balei Tosfos al ha-Torah. How could Moshe Rabbeinu, if you're not kabi matriya klap and maila, as Tosfos says now, v'yid zora, l'gabe shubi levi, right? It's right that Tosfos Sikher held in the kasha and in the teretz, that the em is killing through a shame is matriya klap maila. Hello, the whole slew of those poskim. And so the shul from the Rakat Shavar and Simlos Yosef, the chul, many, many other sources. You with me? Yeah? That fits the Rambam. Oy, but the kash is fakert. According to the first shita, the Masri Keach, the Yalla, with whomever, the Haltanas, that saying a shame is mamish ritzicha, so how does that shim with shita Rambam? Are you with me? That he's only chayav misa b'nei shemayim, and you murdered him by killing him. Hello? That's my kashuf, that is you. You have the background up, okay? Now, I hate to deal with things, areas that have absolutely zero Gornish competence. I'm talking about from my hat today. I don't know, well, I'm beginning to know what I'm talking about. But I'll just throw out an idea which seems to make a lot of sense to me. I think there's a good Musar Haskel at the end of it. When Moshe Rabbeinu, right, killed the Mitzri through a shame. Yeah. You know what the shame was? It's a steer in Arizal. In the Kutik Torah of the Arizal, Rav Chaim Vital writes that the Arizal said he used the shame Yud Chofshin. Let me try. There's a shame called the shame of 42 letters, I said before the Gemara Kiddush, right? Where would I find the shame of the 42 letters? Membeis, right? Huh? Nochamo? In Anu B'choya, no, that's the shame of Ayin Beis. Okay, don't start killing people if you know what you're doing. Right? If you look at every day you say every prayer, Anu B'choya, there's seven lines, each one has six words, and at the end, in the Jewish Siddurim, they have like a Rosh HaTevis, an acronym of the Rosh HaTevis of the previous six words. That's a name which is connected to Halos HaNitzutzis. That's why you say it before davening. You say it Friday night when the neshama goes up, and various moments like that. Fine, we're not getting involved. What is the third line in Ono B'choyach? What? The third line. No giber dorshe yichutcha kavav asham. The second part of that, Yichudcha Kavovas Shomrim, is a name that you could bump off, you could use whatever. And that's what the Arizal says. The Doth of Aviron said, Mi Seifetavis, Mi Samcha Leish, that same name. Right? You with me? The Arizal says, now we use the second half of the Pasuk. When Mashiach will come, it will be Neged Kol Amcha Esen Eflois. Neged is No Giber Darshe. Okay, whatever. And this is brought by the Chidul HaNachal Kedumim, it's brought by the Kava Yosher, it's brought in many, many sfor. Until now, Ad Ki Yavai Shilai, same Rashi Davis, Shilai is Gimatria Moshe. Now this is the name that Moshe Rabbeinu used. And by the way, the Chodesh Magid, in two places that I found, saying a drasha of Shabbos Agodul, saying Chagashvuah, says the idea of this name, Yud Chav Shin, whatever, Yichud Chakavav Hashomrim, right, is dafka the Indian that when a person is worried, Yichud Chakavav Hashomrim is when a person wants to do something for the sake of heaven. Wait, I'm talking about heaven. That's a whole connection. Remember the Gemara in Pesachim, a really strange Gemara. The Gemara says that who is it? Darash Rav Yehuda, Darash Rav, that Isha Leitolvush Ella B'Mayim Shalonu. So the Gemara says Rav Masna went to Pupdoi, Papunya, a bunch of ignorance. I learned to, as a child, this Gemara. He went to this place of total amaratzim, and he darshened that you should only make matzahs with mayim shalom. So they brought their empty card the next morning. They thought the Rav said, the master said, you could only make matzahs with his water. So they all went to buy water from the Rav, which, by the way, tells the gewaldige amunas chachamim. I think the Malbim's one of the Gemara says, in those days, today, can you imagine today, a Rav will get up in a shul and says, the only water that's kosher for matzahs is my water. I have to bless the water, or you got to pay me for it. They still knew about that, isn't it? The Rav said, Mayim Shalom, it was Mayim Shalom. Fine. So the Kodesh Magid of Israel asked, why in the world did he say Mayim Shalom in a way that people could mistake what's happening here? It's a tifa word. Everyone knows the word mitzvah, mem tzaddik vavkei. Vavkei at the end is vavkei. Mem and tzaddik, that's cool. It's ba'at bash yudkei, it's yudkei vavkei. Every mitzvah, fine, great. The only problem is matzah is mem tzadik hey. So you have the yud k and another k. What are you missing for the shem hasholem? The vav. Which line is the third line on the b'choyach? No. So it's yud k vav. The third line is tiferes, and that is the kvay tremayim. So he said, matzah, you have to do with the mayim shalonu. What's the gematria of shalonu imakoilu? No giber dorshe yichud chakavav v'sham the Rosh HaTevis. Hello, that's what he meant. When you bake matzahs, bring the vav into the equation, the third line here, and that will be mashed them the shem shalom. They didn't get it, or they weren't worthy of bringing down the Vav, the Amshacha Vav, which Vav is Amshacha, and therefore they went to the Rav, fill up my... But that is the shame of... Give up. That's one shame. Elsewhere, the Arizal says, Take. I said the time I would go through 100 riots. Kake is Rosh Tevis ki horik targenu Sefer Tevis Adel Chazaka. Remember, it's gewaltig, mamash great. The Pesach Hinayim brings Sforim. Remember, the Mikdash Melech and the Zohar already said it. You remember the Gemara in Brachas Taf Samach Beis where Rabbi Akiva is dying. The Sirik is sorry, the Masreka shall bar gefelach. And the Talmidim say Rabbeinu Adkan. So he said, "What? Kol Yom I was mitzayir on this pasuk b'chol nafshecha, and therefore now it's come to the other." What do you mean, Adkat? What, did they want him not to Moisir Nefesh? It's like the ultimate... Says the Midrash Melech, the Zohar, the Chidah, brings it, Pesach, and I'm Moiridik. Rabbi Akiva was Marich be'echod. They said to the Talmidim, wanted the Rebbe to live, say the next pasuk. What's the pasuk in the Torah right after Shema Yisrael Hashem, the Kenu Hashem Echod? What? Next pasuk is what? V'hafto soifitavis es Hashem elikecha. What do I got? Taki. Rebbe, why are you sitting and being meirich be'echad? Say the next pasuk. V'hafto es Hashem elikecha. Is yoytzeim taka? Is there going? The sheik is the murderer will die. The Roman emperor will have a stroke. Gemaru. And this he answered. Kol yomai. Right. The Chidah says, the Fi says, Gvalt answered a Medrash Pliya. As the Yiftachu v'cho yoydeshmecho, says the Medrash, why will Yidin, how will Yidin have Mehechon, have Yift, be talking in the Ebishter? The answer is, Min, from the next word, Pazak, Ki loy azavto dershecho havai. Right? What's the Sefer Tevis, azavto dershecho Hashem? Also attacking. When a Yid knows that Baruch Sfasov, he can destroy the Rishayim and overcome all obstacles. Oh, therefore, Vivtu V'cho, Yidishmech. Hello? So I got two names here. Either Yichud Chokav HaShomrim or Takim. So this question is not my original question. This is the Meshiv Nefesh asked this question, others. I have different answers, but a simple answer. People Kerkenu. Simple people. You know, the Gemara says that Verokol Ami Oris Gishem Hashem Nikro Lecha V'Yorum Yimeka Omer Bozer God Elu Tfilin Shabrosh. Why are Tfilin Shal Rosh Dafka? The Meoyer a fear in the Goyim says the Tzlach. Simple word, because when you put on Tfilin here, you Meoyer the Tfilin the more Alma. In Tfilin the more Alma, what does it speak about? Michag Amchag Yisrael Geecher Bort. Right. And therefore, the Sayyidina Yisroel, where Oim the Malayna, the Halayseinu Lamat, and the Oilam Hashekah, and the Makatregim, the Masmeilim Lamayla, when they see the Abishdu wearing tefillin, they're mishrait, they're silenced. And therefore, tefillin are oisly Yisroel, they help even overcome all obstacles. There's two ways, however, in Sforim, how you machshever oivam machdi azaytim. You could clap it on the cup with a hammer and just whatever, or you could pick up the yin. Once you pick up Chol Yisrael and the oir of godliness, of goodness, of holiness is nisgala, then b'derech m'meile all the vans and all the cockroaches go back into the woodwork. So the Sforim say it's kedai. The Eibush doesn't want you should daven on Apollos Arashoyim. Better pray for the haromas keren Yisrael. And then, you don't have to kach the chenshman esrei for the amoshinim, better kach the chen the temach dovid or al tzadikim. Right? Do it on a positive sense. So in a nutshell, the take, as its name seems to indicate, it, hakake. The other one is yichutcha kavova shomrein is a better way. Right? There's two ways how to get rid of. If you're giving a curse take, then you could understand the logic in those who say that a shame hamafirish is an act of retzich, because you're using a name that directly, automatically bumps off the rishayim. But if you're using a name where the emphasis of the name is to be haromas keren yisrael, then faket says the meishiv nefesh. I have no time to elaboration on it, but that is the inyan of tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. Tefillin shel yad is action, asir, direct action. Tefillin shel rosh, you're doing nothing. Actually, tefillin shel yad, the Rosh Hashanah says, the mitzvah is the kshira. Tefillin shel rosh, it's the state of being, having it on you. Yeah, that's the bus. Yeah. So these two inyonim, what can you learn from this? By the way, if I had the time, I would explain why the Shem Mem Beis, which is the Shem from Anu B'choyach, is connected to the 42 days of Shevivim. But I got no time, some other time. It's all the same thing. L'fi zeh, it's always better not to curse the darkness, but to elevate the goodness, to light a fire. So just thinking to myself, I was driving here this morning. I'm really thinking of Maisa. I just heard a few nights ago. The story grew as typical stories in Jewish, whatever, in the Charedish, a cries and it grows a beard, whatever. But the Emes story, where I just, I'll leave with the Emes, with Mavar, I was like, there was a boy who had a disability, terrible disability. And he decided, what does he want? He wrote a letter to President Trump. And he wrote, described his disability, his handicap. And he said, my only bakasha to you is you should free this Rabashka. And this letter came to President Trump's desk on the fifth night of fifth lichtel of Hanukkah. And when he saw it, he cried. A guy with a disability, with a handicap, he has his own peckel of toes. And he's worried not about Zich, he's worried about Yenim. And he started, his daughter, Ivanka, who's up to Gyeris apparently, came with her, and she said two days later, and last night of Hanukkah, she freed him. So I thought to myself, what Trump is, I don't want to get involved in politics. There was a big billboard in Brooklyn after the story with Rabashkin, and you can only write this in Lashon Kodesh. Big picture of Trump with a Hebrew Trump, Lashon Kodesh, a Meshigana, aber unser Meshigana. But at the end of the day, after everything is said and done, an oral agoy bleibter. Yeah? And cultivo the avra ovdin a umus of the gulum the karmayu of the chazal said. Right? But you see the power that you're able to nimkur al rachmav chazal say beisav lo yisushal kopanim by a goy when he forgets about himself and he cares about somebody else and the tefillas of a yochin and the tefillas of a rabbin has such koyach. So the days of shivim when you have to come from a gula protis and a gula klolos, right? How much more does the Kal Yisrael have to realize we have azak koyach? We don't need a Trump. We don't need a this and that. We have an abish or a tata. Right? And therefore the ikr is the Eber Shalhelf and Taka to use out this time. Pasuk says the whole Karni Rishoyim Agadeya to remam the Karni Sadik. And Karni Sadik is gives Rosh Tevis Ketz. It helps him that we should see the Eber Shalmach and the Yatzmach Ketz Mashiach.
Actually, every day. He's saying, המלוך הכהן עושה מכל דבר. אצל ברוכה ויציאה נגיד בפריים.